holiday travel headache. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A massive winter storm is leaving many holiday travelers stranded, prompting thousands of flight cancellations with weather-related deaths in several states.
More than a million customers are without power across the country, most along the I-95 corridor in North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania to New England, amid intensifying icy cold and powerful winds.
It is frigid, frigid, frigid.
The wind is pretty brutal. I felt like I got like frostbite almost instantly.
They're in Chicago, where winter storm and blizzard warnings blanket the region, with Arctic air dropping wind chills as low as minus 70 degrees in the northern plains. And amid travel advisories for drivers from Iowa to Michigan and Indiana, where the National Guard's been deployed, urging much caution as people try to make their way to Christmas destinations.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. More than 200 million people are now under an advisory or warning today. National Weather Service forecasters say their map depicts one of the greatest extents of winter weather warnings and advisories ever. A mostly party-line vote in the House approved a $1.7 trillion spending plan to fully fund federal agencies through September and provides tens of billions of dollars in aid for Ukraine.
Outgoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi helped shepherd the year-end bill, fiercely opposed by House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, who calls it a monstrosity.
It is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body.
The bill increases non-defense spending by about 6% and defense program spending by about 10%.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The House January 6th Committee's final report asserts former President Trump criminally engaged in a conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election and failed to act to stop his supporters from attacking the Capitol. Trump has called the probe a partisan political witch hunt. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. The Biden administration has yet to release the official statistics on November migrant encounters.
In just the past 84 days, when the new fiscal year began on October 1st, Border Patrol has encountered more than 575,000 migrants, while more than 397,000 were released. That's almost 400,000. At the El Paso sector alone, where we keep seeing massive groups pouring across the border despite the frigid temperatures, they surpassed 150,000 encounters yesterday in just that sector.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. More people die from heart attacks during the last week of December between Christmas and New Year's than any other time of the year. Research published in the American Heart Association journal Circulation shows cardiologists cite holiday stress coupled with disrupted routines, more eating and drinking, and too little sleep, making it easier to ignore warning signs. A congressman-elect is facing allegations of fraud.
With less than 2 weeks until New York's George Santos is scheduled to be sworn into Congress, a recent New York Times article claims he misrepresented his education and employment history. Santos has not made any public appearances since the article was published, but on his Twitter account, Santos says he has his story to tell and will do it next week, saying he wants to assure everyone that he will address their questions and remains committed to deliver results. Santos is the first openly gay non-incumbent Republican and first Brazilian-American elected to Congress. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's sending teams to investigate November crashes in California and Ohio involving Teslas that may have been operating on automated driving systems. The probes bring to 35 the number of crashes investigated by the NHST since the 2016, in which either Tesla's full self-driving or autopilot systems were likely used. I'm Rich Dennison. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.